hungry.
Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Howdy.
How are you?
Good, swell.
Great.
I'm excited too, except for one thing.
What's that?
We are not getting to do any new chewing this episode.
Yeah.
It's so sad. You know, I'm a little, is it wrong of me to feel like resentful towards Mikey that he didn't think to like bring some snacks for us?
I mean, technically we do have a couple of these things still here in the office that we could whip up.
I might have a mint in my purse.
Let's do this. Let's watch the episode all together and chew together the stuff that we, but people won't see that part. No, it won't happen. Okay. Although I think we have something here that you like a lot. I'm not going to say what it is, but we do have one of those still left.
All right. Okay. Maybe after we reveal, we'll maybe come back and choose something.
Okay.
At the end of the episode.
Maybe.
So what is this episode?
So this episode is our best of protein finds of 2026 so far.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect because it's the end of Protein Power Month.
Oh, how did that happen?
I know, it's almost like we planned it.
Well,
we're not that organized.
I didn't plan it that way, together. So it wasn't me.
Yeah, right. No, but the truth is it really has been the year of protein.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's so perfect because every year it's like the year of no carbs, the year of low fat, if it's 2003, the year of gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
The year of protein is great.
Yeah, I could keep doing this. Do we have to stop after July?
I actually hope protein, it's not like a fad.
Yeah.
I hope it just sticks around forever because I've always been like, that's my favorite thing. Protein, protein, protein.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tried a lot of really, really good products.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unexpected. Not like, these are not chicken breasts. These are really some unexpected places to find protein.
Yeah. Yeah, like our sponsor, by the way, who was amazing protein, those protein pretzels, Crisp Power. They're incredible.
So our sponsor is only on the video though. So if you want to see if you want to see the video of them, check out the video.
Oh yeah.
They're not our official sponsor. We just love them so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, but whatever. If you want to see the video, go see the video.
Yeah.
Log in. You should be watching our podcast on video anyway.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Wait, are they going to see the video of us trying the stuff too?
There are only two finds that we didn't have video for because we didn't start video until February.
Okay.
So of that section, I'm going to have just images of the product.
Okay.
So you'll see that.
Anyway, we've done like what, 10 now or more on video?
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe like 8.
I like it. It gives me an excuse to like put on real. I was going to say put on real pants, but you can't see my pants. So put on a real shirt.
These are sweatpants, by the way.
They're not. They're embellished.
I feel like
they're a little nicer
embellished
than sweatpants.
And I'm wearing one of my fancy cut t-shirts. Like, I have like 500 t-shirts that I've never worn because they're like, you get given a t-shirt. Like, I won this at bingo. It's a Hidden Hills from my community t-shirt. It was a men's XL. I couldn't wear it. Now I have these fancy fabric scissors, which we should link to on the show page. Like, and I just cut everything and I'm loving it.
I think I'll go through Mike's side of the closet and start turning his shirts that he doesn't wear into, he's giving me the death stare.
Now Mike is going to show up in a crop top. He's going to show up in a crop top.
Very 80s, very Sean Astin.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Sean Astin.
I actually watched a video of a guy who said, what were we thinking of us guys wearing the half shirts? Like,
terrible.
In the 80s?
Did you ever wear one?
No.
No, not you.
Did Steve? Did your brother?
Of course he did.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Should we faux chew?
Yeah, let's jump into it because I'm telling you, there's some good stuff. So protein fans, you're in for a real treat.
That's so funny.
Gosh.
All right.
First up today in the chewing arena is Applegate Naturals Frittata Bites. These are egg, chicken sausage, red pepper, onions, and spinach bites. This is their version of, you know, the Starbucks / Trader Joe's / Three Bridges egg bites.
I love this concept. Oh, they're a nice size. Hold them up for the camera, Mikey.
They do look good. I'm going to take this lovely middle
hunk. They look fluffy. I'll take a hunk.
They're fluff-tastic. They taste like you made them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I did. These aren't really numb.
No. Oh, I'll tell you what I really like about them. Wait, can I trouble you for a fork?
Yeah.
A lot of these egg bites are very mushy, and these are not. These have like personality.
And they're
egg.
And they're microwave. They tell you to microwave them, so they still keep that consistency with the micro.
They do this hack. A lot of these egg bites are made with. They use cottage cheese with the egg. I think it gives it a little fluff factor.
Yeah, definitely.
You get more two protein. Of these for 170 calories. I mean, that's great. 85 calories for one of those?
Yeah.
So two of them, 170 calories, 10 grams of fat, 13 grams of protein. By the way, if you're somebody that likes to see all of the macros and all of the nutritional info, make sure you're watching the podcast. Go to hungrygirl.com/podcast and it'll give you the option to listen or watch.
Yep. You can watch. And then do we put the macros on the show page?
We put the whole, yep.
Wow.
Oh, no, not on the show page.
We don't.
During the.
But on the. I show them the nutritional label.
Okay.
Yes.
On the episode. So, that's an incentive to watch the video, as you'll get the nutritional label.
Plus, don't you want to see us?
Yeah.
Hi.
I know. All right. Some people have been saying like they listen to us when they're running or exercising or in the car. So that's why a lot of people.
Yeah. Don't watch while in the car.
You've got options. 100% natural. They are fully cooked. They come in the freezer aisle. And there's also a version that is egg, uncured bacon, and cheese. This was the egg, chicken, sausage, red pepper, onions, and spinach. And they are also at natural food stores nationwide and online from Thrive Market.
Nice. Next up, we have a Better Goods product. That's the Walmart brand. It's a plant-based, organic, vegan protein broth.
I realize I left the box in the refrigerator because I didn't want it to go bad.
That's okay.
That's all right.
It's a big green carton.
Wait, like a milk carton?
Like a soup carton.
Like a shelf-stabled soup.
Yeah, like a rectangle. Yeah.
So this is one cup right here. I did the
serving. Oh, it's creamy.
Yeah.
That is a soy milk-based creamy vegan soup starter.
He was so excited. He's like, this is going to be the find of the century.
Wow. But have you tasted it, Mike?
No.
No. Oh. I'm spilling it everywhere. Wait.
Oh, but we don't have the calorie counts of this either.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you a Toximunch yourself?
No, I got it.
She's got it. Okay.
One cup, 110 calories, 5 grams of fat, 8 grams of protein.
Oh, I love this. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like comfort food. Like it's almost like a soup that your mom would feed you when you're a child.
Yeah.
I would put like big chunks of it. I sound like Jamie. I'd put big chunks of vegetables in it and then like veggie noodles or like zero calorie noodles or protein pasta. I'm in love with this. It's like addictive.
It's like somewhere between a broth. It's more broth than creamy soup. You know, it's the consistency of a broth, but it's creamy.
Creamy broth, which is interesting.
Yeah, because it smells like chicken noodle soup, right? But it doesn't taste like it, but it smells like it.
And it is.
I love this.
It's legume. I like that word. Legume and vegetable broth. So it is a vegan protein and it has a resealable container. We love that.
I'm addicted.
This to me is like a sipping soup too. Like this is something I would drink. You're aware that it almost tastes like coconut milk, soy milk. Like it's got that like kind of slight nuttiness to it. It's really flavorful.
This is so good and so unique.
Yeah.
How did you even find this, Mike?
Hang on.
I want more of it. He's putting it away.
I believe that was one of the online items that I wanted to find in store. Couldn't find in store. I went online. I think it's a new item for Walmart. Is it Better Goods? Is that their brand?
It's Better Goods. Yeah. And it's interesting because I've never seen that made by like a more traditional brand. So it's very innovative for them.
Yeah, I think.
Does it come in other flavors?
Let me check. By the way, Dana was letting us know that, let's see. There's a nearly identical product from Sam's Club, but she can't find anything else. Because she was looking. She said the same thing. It's so unusual. Usually this is like a private label situation. She said she doesn't see anything else like it.
And Sam's and Walmart are related, so it makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yum. I'm so into that. It's Better Goods plant-based organic vegan protein broth. It's a shelf stable and it is a Walmart exclusive.
Okay. Next up. Ooh, I did see this in the freezer and I almost had a heart attack.
Well, and I almost had a heart attack because Lisa earlier, well, this week, it'd be about
guys,
2 weeks for you guys.
You're worrying me. Calm down.
Heart attacks.
But Lisa posted a video of protein ice cream and I'm like, oh no, she took the podcast item.
I would never do that. I'm such a rule follower. I'm never going to take food out of the freezer and try it in a video. Okay. But this is a protein ice cream, which apparently is like a thing now. A lot of people are making it. Swoop. I love the name and I love the packaging.
Swoop, baby.
Swoop, dee doop. Oh, we're so the same.
Here it is. You guys are meant to be. So this whole pint, 380 calories and how much protein?
30 grams of protein per.
30. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Per pint.
Wow, what is that, a peanut butter chip?
That's a peanut butter chip.
All right,
that one's a lot higher, 480 calories.
Yeah, that's like what I had. Yeah, I wonder what's going to be better. That first.
Oh, you know, see, I thought we would do the vanilla first, okay. See how good that is, yeah. And then be like, okay, now let's see when they supersize it. Not supersize, but super.
Yeah, because this is not.
Oh, it's not a whole.
This is not a low calorie frozen dessert that has sweetener added. This is really ice cream stats.
Well, mm-hmm. But no, it's not, though, because a whole pint is 380 calories.
Well, but look, 2/3 of a cup. So it's like light ice cream. It's very not like reduced calorie. But the other one is 100.
It's not like the old days of like when Halo Top was like one calorie.
But I mean, it's like Baskin Robbins, Turkey Hill, whatever, when they have their light ice cream. Light ice cream is usually 150 calories.
Yeah,
six I mean, grams of fat.
We're going to sit here and be calorie nerds. All I'm saying is for the whole pint, 380 is very low.
Yes. Yeah. For some reason, my brain, because look what I'm looking at on my screen is the other flavor. And to me, 480 a pint is like,
yeah.
But don't, a lot of ocean. Don't eat the whole pint.
But the other thing, too, is like, it's a lot of protein.
If and protein, you eat the whole pint.
And protein has a lot of calories. Well, if you only have a serving, how much protein is that?
It's the fat. So hang
protein
on.
Protein only has 4 calories a gram. It's pretty low.
Let me look at.
That's great.
That's really good ice cream. I can't wait to try the peanut butter now.
Oh, my goodness.
So the protein source is whey.
No, whey. Sorry, I had to.
Yes, whey. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I need another spoon.
Yeah, I got it.
I screwed up.
2/3 of a cup of this has 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, 10 grams of protein.
Why don't we use one as like a serving spoon on our other
I think there's
spoons.
One more in there. I thought I had 4.
I'll use this as a serving spoon. I'm trying to behave. That was so good. I'm going to eat that whole pint.
You know what? It's fine. I'm going to use a fork.
It's also, I believe, like a better.
Oh, you don't know which one?
No, I tried it on this one. Oh, it's okay. A better what?
Like a better sugar. So it's sweetened with coconut nectar. No refined sugar, no sugar alcohols, no stevia, no allulose. I like allulose. No GMOs.
Where's the, I didn't get any chips, I don't think, but hold on. No, you go, because I've been taking too long.
There are
a serving spoon.
5 classic flavors. Mighty Mint Chip, Vanilla Surge, Chocolate Charge, Peanut Butter Chip Blitz, and Jumpin' Java Chip.
I'm in love.
Yay. Two going to get married.
I'm not sure I'm going to get that
I'm
out.
I'm telling you, that last protein ice cream I had too was phenomenal.
I'm struggling.
Oh, can that's going to
Can I just use the spoon?
Yeah.
Yes. Here we go. This one looks more like, I'm going to like eat a ton of that. This one looks more like it's, the other one looked more like for gym people.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like ice cream that like your mom would pick up or you would pick up.
That is
indulgence that performs.
Yeah. Now, sorry, go on and I'll tell you what I was going to say.
Oh, I was just going to say 2/3 of a cup of this guy has 160 calories, 9 grams of fat, 10 grams of protein.
Now, I am normally a peanut butter and chocolate, you know, ice cream person, but this is really good for vanilla and peanut
vanilla
butter.
Vanilla and peanut butter are so good together.
Yeah. But I mean, chocolate ice cream.
Can I have a fork, please? Mm-hmm. I need to dig some more out of this. It's great. I would eat a half of this pint for less than 250 calories. Mm-hmm. And I would love every minute of it.
I was going to say, you can use your whole spoon because that's going to be yours anyway.
Maybe.
Look at the size of that bite.
Look at this bite.
Nice.
I'm putting it on my spoon. This is not soiled.
Put that in coffee.
In any way.
Oh, you
that would
some...
be good in affogato.
No! Mike holds up the jiggly fruit.
Jamie and I both almost had a heart attack again for the third time this episode.
Swoop is available at Target, Stop and Shop, and the Giant Company.
Oh, Giant. I haven't heard of them in a long time. We used to have Giants, now no more. Now we
Great. Well, speaking of bread, this is almost like bread. It's a soft pretzel, which is like my favorite thing in the world. And by the way, I've been seeing these on Instacart all the time. It's super pretzel, protein pretzel.
Wow.
So I really, truly have been dying to try this.
I'm just going to
take it. It's 180 calories for a pretzel, which I think is a bargain.
Yeah.
Do you want salt or no salt? I did have salt.
I'll take salt.
Okay.
I can pull on the piece that I...
Who here has eaten a traditional Philadelphia soft pretzel?
Me.
Ugh.
And I've eaten New York City pretzels, which are
not as good.
Just everybody pull.
All right, you pull that piece. I'll pull this piece.
Okay, I'll hold
it. It's like a wishbone.
Jamie's piece. All right, perfect. Did you make this in the air fryer too?
This was also air fryer, yeah.
Ooh, this looks great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 grams. Wait, you don't taste any protein
in
this.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Mm.
How much fiber? 1 gram.
I like that the salt comes separately.
Mm-hmm. Customizable.
Yeah. Although it's only one pouch, so you have to like, if you're not, if you're only gonna make one,
you have to reseal your little salt packet.
I am so in love.
May I see the packet?
All right. Wow. So the pretzel is Where is it? They gave it to me for free.
No. Free pretzels.
Protein pretzel, first one on the very top. $4.29.
For how many? Six? Four?
So it's a little over a dollar like a pretzel. Dollar.
Okay.
Worth it. 180 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 10 grams of protein.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Could not be better executed. It's vegan, if that's important to you. Even if it's not important to you, it is. So.
I wonder if there's any way. This is so strange. Like, I would slice it that way. Like, width-wise, and like try to make a sandwich out of it. I would put like turkey
slices.
It would be so good if it's thick enough. I don't know. I just wrap the little turkey around the bread. I don't know. What, an upside down, inside out pretzel sandwich. So good. I'm obsessed. Okay.
By the way, the protein comes from pea protein and wheat gluten.
Oh.
Interesting. It doesn't even taste, you know, pea protein usually has a weird flavor. I'm impressed.
I think it's one of those things too that like, everything when it, like stevia, when it first started out, it was like, oh, stevia is bitter. And then people got really good at utilizing it and the right balance. And I feel like that's where pea protein's at these days.
Yeah. I will buy those.
Yeah.
Those are going into my freezer.
There's three left. You can take home.
I will be taking them.
And a call back to the last episode. We're still not at 4th of July yet. So you can have it for your 4th of July party.
The 4th of July party.
Oh, yeah.
The one that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't exist, as far as you know.
Right. That's true.
We're going to drive by and see if you didn't invite us.
No. It's very upsetting.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready for the next thing? I'm very excited about
it. Yes. And there's some good intel from Dana.
Okay. So I like protein pudding a lot. There's this brand Winky that I've tried that I really love. But this is Park Street Deli protein pudding. And it's a larger serving than it's 120 calories and 15 grams of protein in pudding. Now all we need is good flavor. May I sniff it?
Mike, please tell me you have extras of that.
I bought two of these. So you can do a video. And it looks like I only had one. I thought I had more spoons here.
I just love the concept. Here we go.
It looks a little tapioca-ish.
It does.
Like I love tapioca.
The texture seems a little weird.
It does have a little bit of tapioca.
What's the sugar situation?
Yeah, let's talk. What's it made of?
Here. I'll take one then. Do you want the...
Doesn't smell like anything.
I don't think I have another spoon, Jamie. So
that's okay. 3 grams of sugar. 0 added sugar. Yeah.
I like it. What's it made of?
It has allulose is the first one, but it also has sucralose.
That is really good.
I would use that as a dip. I would dip apples into it.
That doesn't taste protein at all.
No, it just tastes like, I don't know, it's yummy.
It does have a little bit of tapioca. I mean, there's no rice, but it does have a tapioca feeling.
Right. It doesn't have like the pearls.
Yeah.
This is so yummy.
I like it a lot. Does it come in other flavors?
Let's see.
Chocolate.
It says chocolate.
I only saw vanilla at our Aldi.
Interesting. Well, the flavor of the vanilla is actually better than the Winky vanilla, but the Winky caramel and chocolate is amazing. And look, the Winky vanilla was
so nervous.
It won't come out. The Winky vanilla was like pourable. I think I had a bad batch of the vanilla.
That is exceptional.
So the protein pudding, very inexpensive, $1.39 for that whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So is this next thing. Roland Greens. Was that old brand that changed Roland something? Anyway, Roland Greens bolognese pasta protein.
Here's the full.
Bowl. Another bowl.
Here's the full box. So it's shelf stable.
It's the size of a sleeping bag.
And it's a just add water. I'm just going to put that there.
You don't add water to the box, do you?
No.
Look at that box. Show people the box.
That's heavy.
It did say add 3 1/4 cup of water, which I did, but it still overflowed, as you can see from that side.
So this is pasta made from peas for added protein. Bolognese style sauce.
Whoa. Don't worry. Mike's like, what?
I thought maybe there was a bug on it or something. No. You threw it because you were like,
this is interesting. Both the pasta and the sauce have pea protein.
Wow.
Whoa. It smells great.
This is fun. And it's only $2.40? Okay, I would load this up with veggies. You would do the same thing, Jamie. And fill up that cup and then have like a big fest. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but it does taste like, I don't know, like cafeteria childhood pasta.
Those noodles practically dissolved in my mouth.
Yes.
It's very Chef Boyardee, but
I like it.
But good.
Yeah. And it's like kind of like last week's episode or 2 weeks ago episode of Convenience Hall. That's a perfect meal on the go.
Yeah.
Like you just add water, put in the microwave for a couple minutes and boom, you're done.
Yeah, that is really smart.
I think because it's like it has a sweet tomato sauce.
It does. That's what I was going to say. Sweet and a tiny bit of spice.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a little spice.
Yeah. Just like a nice Italian flavor. Mm-hmm.
240 calories, only 1.5 grams of fat, 870 in the sodium department, 16 grams of protein. And I will say extremely clean ingredient list.
Okay, but is this, I'm asking a dumb question.
No, no dumb questions, only dumb people.
Is this real meat or is it vegan? Because I wasn't, I think I might have.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I just looked at it.
It is. I think it's vegan. It's that brand.
Yeah. It's funny that it doesn't like call it out in a big way.
Wait, it's that brand, Rollin Greens, that used to make those delicious things that they stopped making.
Yeah, they used to be in the fridge, freezer aisle. Yeah.
This is so interesting. So that's, I guess that's vegan. Yeah, I guess it's pea protein is the
I thought it was meat real swap.
Meat. Wow. That affects how I feel about it in a really good way.
Yeah.
Is there a V on there anywhere?
That's what I mean. When I looked at the front, the things that are called out are gluten-free, soy-free, the letter U, and 3.5 minutes.
Okay, look at the ingredients because now I'm really curious.
It's pea.
Everything is pea? Like there's no dairy?
Literally, this is the ingredient list. Yellow pea flour, tomato powder, pea protein, fire-roasted tomatoes, garlic, onion, sea salt.
Wow. So it's hiding that it's vegan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't be embarrassed.
Deceptively vegan.
Don't be embarrassed. We love you. That I love it.
Mm-hmm. Is vegan a bad word now?
Like I think it's less popular.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. Okay.
This is available at select Costco locations in Southern California and Hawaii. And it's online at the brand's website. That's right, because this is a shelf-stable item you can order.
You can order that online?
Yep.
I'll be ordering it. Okay. Next up, this is a brand called Crave New World. We have a few things from them today, and their stuff looks impressive. I don't know anything about Crave New World, but they're trying to be a healthier thing.
Amazing. So I was walking through the aisles of Rouse, which is our Kroger, and this thing just popped right out, and they have a ton of products, and we got two here.
Amazing.
Everything said new, so I'm assuming this is a very new brand.
They're really big on nostalgic flavors. A big thing for them is no seed oils, which is like the latest health thing that people are doing. Bringing back the best of home style cooking.
Wow. I wonder who like owns them. This is the next one is another, and they're free from preservatives and it's comfort food. This one is a most wanted turkey lasagna, Southwest style. Mm-hmm. So it's like a Mexican turkey lasagna.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's not like a... not like a classic Italian lasagna, but I'm okay with that.
You know, I think they might be an independent brand. I don't see any like corporate label or like, you know.
So there's like layers of turkey meat and, you know, interesting. Like I know it's not vegan, but the cheese in their stuff tastes a little like vegetarian or vegan cheese.
That's very good. Though.
Really good.
Are you getting a lot of turkey?
Yeah, there's a lot of ground turkey.
I might have just not gotten into my
bowl. Wait, I think you're still eating the enchilada.
No. Ooh, that is creamy. The cream, like tang.
Yeah, like the ricotta.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever kind of, what kind of cheese is this? Wait, Jamie, do you have like the breakdown? Do you need my eyeballs? Well, I have my,
Do you have your own?
I do have my own eyeballs, but it says, I'm curious to know, I mean, I might need dry balls. You know what? Guess what? It's non-dairy cheese.
Good taste buds.
Tell me if I'm wrong. It's non-dairy.
Non-dairy cheese, non-dairy parmesan, dried yeast, non-dairy cheese blend.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same for the, probably. The other one too. The chicken enchilada, non-dairy mozzarella cheese.
Non-dairy yogurt.
I can taste it a mile away, but it's good.
It's really good. 350 calories, which I mean, that's a personal lasagna. That's great in my opinion. 10 grams of fat, 555 milligrams sodium. Like there are other brands that this would be 1300 and I am not missing the salt one bit.
Yeah, I don't.
20 grams of protein.
I wonder if the non-dairy cheese cuts sodium. I don't know. But it's interesting that they chose non-dairy cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that a lot. I would eat that all day.
Yeah, it says reduced sodium, high protein, dairy-free, real food.
Love
it. I am a fan. These are at select grocers nationwide. And that was the most wanted turkey lasagna in the freezer.
It is spicy and I'm loving it. All right. Next up, we have another item with protein that's a little unexpected. It's so funny because I bought this item and it's been in my freezer for I don't know how many months. I've been waiting to do a taste test. I forget about it. But here it is. And I've never tried it. Eggo buttermilk vanilla protein waffles. Mm, so you don't expect protein in waffles.
I have some gossip on this product.
Ooh.
If I'm correct,
hot.
I'm pretty sure that this existed and it was called something like Eggo Complete. Like it had a different name and they wisely rebranded it.
I'll let you have a full one because the plate's really
as
hot.
As protein waffles. Because people didn't know that that's the big selling
complete
point.
Complete wasn't.
I might be wrong on what exactly it was called, but I'm almost certain this is a rebranded product.
So, how much protein is in this here waffle? Mm.
10 G's. Let's see if that's for one or two. Let me find out. No.
Two.
Two waffles has 180 calories, 4.5 grams fat, 11 grams of sugar, because this is a vanilla flavor, and 10 grams protein.
These are delicious.
Mm.
I haven't had an Eggo. In a very, very long time. Mm. Oh, my Lord. These are so good.
Yeah, that tastes like junk food. Like, it tastes like classic
kid food. You don't even need anything
food.
On it.
What? No. Mm-mm. It also comes in chocolate brownie and strawberry delight. I mean, 90-calorie waffles. That's not a lot.
No. Two of them with a nice amount of protein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very impressed with Eggo buttermilk vanilla protein waffles. They're in the freezer section, obviously, and they're at supermarkets and retailers nationwide. A lot of Tavia's finds are not hard to find.
No, this one seems like you could find it anywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even my freezer.
Oh my gosh, there's a box under your chair.
And seriously, it's in my freezer.
And I don't know, I'm like, don't quote me on this, but it looks like it's very little ingredients, which I know a lot of people are now into as well. Like that's, I'm impressed with that. Mm. So
I always think it's funny when people say few ingredients, because you could have a veggie burger that is 900 different vegetables and is the healthiest thing in the world. Or you could have something that has two bad for you ingredients.
That's
long
true.
Ingredient lists are not always the devil.
If it's all vegetables.
Yeah. Point, that's funny. Point.
Wow. And while you guys were listening or watching, we did have a snack.
We did.
We had to.
It was delicious.
A couple snacks, actually.
Yeah, high protein ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything we ate in the episode.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. Are we giving anything away?
We can.
We should.
All right. Go for it.
Random thing. And then how about you text me of the eight finds that we had in this episode, what is your favorite? And if you haven't tried it, what are you most looking forward to of the eight? 805-380-8075.
Second opportunity to win. Text us what the sponsor was and what you saw. Text us a fun fact from the commercial that we played before the episode, and you'll have to have watched it on video.
That's cool. True.
That works.
That's true. I was going to say or not, and then just tell us what you like about the pretzels. But no, watch it on video.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back soon with a real live chewing episode.
Yeah, it's a Walmart.
Ooh, Walmart.
Walmart.
Hall. Yeah. Yay. All right. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, pride.